is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where a judge is set to make a decision on whether presidential immunity should have prevented jurors from seeing certain evidence at Donald Trump's trial this year, and if the verdict should altogether just be tossed out. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Judge Mershon must decide whether evidence introduced in his courtroom against Donald Trump would today be excluded based on the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity for official acts. For instance, the jury heard testimony from Trump's executive assistant and his communications director about things said in the Oval Office. The jury might have been persuaded by those testimonies, but were they allowed to hear it?
Trump's choice of Matt Gaetz for U.S. Attorney General faces a backlash from Democrats and some Republicans on Capitol Hill into his alleged behavior over the years. CBS's Major Garrett spoke with the attorney of two women who claimed they were paid for sex with Gaetz.
Joe Leppard told us that there are lots of text messages in the possession of the House Ethics Committee between Matt Gaetz and his two clients and others, and that the Ethics Committee is in possession of Venmo and PayPal receipts showing that Matt Gaetz and others working in his behalf paid for sex at these parties.
Gaetz has denied all wrongdoing. A Wyoming judge strikes down the state's overall ban on abortion and its explicit prohibition on the use of medication to end a pregnancy. Jessica Levinson is a Loyola Law School professor and CBS News legal contributor.
This is not the end of the line for this case. We will see the case almost certainly appealed all the way up to the Wyoming Supreme Court. And there the court is going to have to rule on this question of whether the bans actually harm women's health, well-being, and livelihoods. That was one of the major claims here.
Have you found something at the grocery store is much higher in price than it used to be? CBS's Jim Krasula reports four of the biggest potato processors in the U.S. are accused of overcharging grocery stores and other commercial buyers for years.
The spud processors could be fried in court for allegedly fixing the price of frozen French fries, hash browns, tater tots, and other products, according to legal action by Pennsylvania-based grocery chain Redner's Markets. According to Redner's, the price of frozen potato products rose nearly 50% from July 2022 to July 2024. Frozen potato products are a $68 billion a year business in the U.S.
The second oldest person in the United States has died. Herla Senhouse of Massachusetts died in her sleep at the age of 113. The oldest person is 114. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block, and man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight. Temperatures rising to the lower 50s by daybreak. Gusty east to southeast winds up around 40. Morning rain Tuesday. High temperatures will warm to the upper 50s. As our winds turn to the southwest, they'll be gusty. It's 50 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll invite our old friend and colleague Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a report of Wisconsin basketball. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter Monday, November 18th. Coming up at 10:33, I'm really looking forward to this. And this is from an article I found on WPR. Otto Rietz and his wife have a hobby farm outside of Appleton called Country Haven Farm, and they have dedicated it to helping veterans. It's a really wonderful story. If you know a Wisconsin veteran, because this is Wisconsin veteran specific, who might be dealing with PTSD or having some other issues after their service, this is a wonderful, wonderful organization, Country Haven Farm. So we're going to be talking about that with Otto Rietz coming up at 10:33. We'll wrap up the show at 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Art Snob Edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. We got a really good story from a listener, Liz in Saukville.
Yeah.
And we're going to use that next hour. It's a feel-good story. We're always looking for happy things.
Yes.
So that will be next hour coming up around 11:20, if you can stick around for that. We did want to start off, though, with some bad news, unfortunately, but it's important that we talk about this and we stay aware of this. Another headline from WPR, Ascension to close small hospital, consolidate and close other services across southeastern Wisconsin. This is not good.
No, it is not.
This is a story from Evan Casey. Ascension, Wisconsin, announcing last week it will shut down Waukesha Small Hospital and then consolidate and close birthing services, mental health units, and cardiac catheterization labs across southeastern Wisconsin. Other hospital systems across the state have already made similar cutbacks and closures. The Ascension is based in St. Louis. They say they will close its micro hospital, which just opened in Waukesha in 2021.
Oh, my God.
I know. Ascension Wisconsin announced plans to centralize all of its inpatient behavioral health care services. The southeast portion of the state, that will happen at St. Francis Hospital in Milwaukee. And that means it will eventually shut down its inpatient behavioral health units at All Saints Hospital in Racine and at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital in Ozaukee.
What is happening right now? This is...
Well, they were hacked last year.
Yeah.
That cost them apparently over $1 billion. And hospital systems have become victims to these hacking attacks in the last couple of years.
I'm not... This is exactly what I'm suggesting. In a situation like this, when a group that provides a service, you know, we've bailed out the banks, we've bailed out the auto industry, in a much needed field like hospitals, medical groups, things like that, should there be some, maybe not like a bailout, but like a non-interest loan or some sort of
assistance
from the government to help them out? Because if we lose hospitals and clinics, we lose access, and that is not, it's ungood. I mean,
and unfortunately then this is going to prevent people from moving to these areas.
Yes.
Especially people of a certain age. And I would think even if you have young children or you're planning a family,
mm-hmm.
where are you going to move? You're going to move to where the hospital is unless you want to be 3 hours away.
Well, and that's, you know, we've talked to Dr. Lyerly about this. We've talked to Dr. Hanks about this. We've talked to a lot of people about this. You know, this not being able to get to a hospital for an hour or two is dangerous.
Yes.
You know, the age old story. Oh, your grandmother gave birth to me on a roadside. It's like, that's not a romantic story. That's a story about someone who didn't have access to medical care. So you're absolutely right. I mean, when there's no jobs, there's no hospital, no good schools around the area, those towns are going to suffer.
Absolutely. It is all part of a piece. It's all interconnected. The hospital system also announced its cardiac cath labs at St. Joe's in Milwaukee and St. Francis Hospital will now be moved to Columbia St. Mary's Milwaukee campus, Elmbrook Hospital in Brookfield, and Franklin Hospital in Franklin. Kim Litwack is the dean of the College Health Professions and Sciences at UW-Milwaukee, said this was likely due to several factors. Quote, hospitals tend to close their units due to high costs of operation, the financial challenges that they've been facing, staffing shortages, or shifting care needs. And again, this happens after they were the victim of a cyber attack. Oh, it was earlier this year.
Yeah.
That impacted patient records, which led to a $1.1 billion loss. What is the answer, though?
I think there has to be, I personally feel like there needs to be a coordinated response with whether it's, I mean, make it state, local, and federal. All three entities can come together to try to find some relief. I mean, because we have a history of bailing out private companies.
Certain private companies,
absolutely. And this is one that, you know, if a bank goes away, it's not the best, but there's a bunch of banks. And usually when the banks need help, it's because they've screwed up themselves. But this is something that they couldn't help. And they provide an important service to people in communities. And I don't know about you, but how many times have you gone to your insurance thinking, you know, oh, I'm just going to go to the place. And then all of a sudden, oh, the place is gone. They've moved the place because it consolidated. Now I got to find out where the new place is. Is it covered? Is it not covered? Like, the closure is bad enough. It's terrible. But these consolidations and moving locations from one county to another, that's not easy for older folks, too, or folks who don't have cars.
Transportation, absolutely.
You know, these are major inconveniences for individuals like you and I. And I will flat out say it. If a hospital is the victim of a cyber attack in which they had no plans, they had no doing themselves, there should be some sort of economic relief for them so they don't have to do these types of things.
Andrew from Maine texting in, listening on WAUK. From a business perspective, it would be a bad business investment to bail out hospitals. They'd lose money left and right. And the only way to make more money is to increase revenue from insurance companies. And we can guess how that would go.
Yeah, but I feel like it's one bad versus another bad. I would rather, I mean, if they're losing money,
we're choosing the lesser of two evils.
I believe I am. And if that means that people have access to facilities, then yeah. I mean, we bail out more nefarious groups, in my opinion, than hospitals. So, I guess the question is, what's the answer then? I mean, I know that the state house is sitting on hospital money, but that's directly affecting
Western Wisconsin,
mm-hmm. which is great. But once again, the Joint Finance Committee isn't releasing it, but that's a whole other bag of potatoes.
Exactly.
What is another solution? What can we do? And beyond just saying healthcare for all, because that doesn't create buildings.
It doesn't. 855-752-4842 if you want to join the conversation. Karina from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning. You know, guys, I work in the healthcare as a healthcare administrator for 30 years. I know exactly what needs to be done. It has to be, again, nonprofit organization where the nuns didn't have millions of dollars salary like CEOs. And that money can be pushed down to doctors and staffing and procedures and everything what it is around. It's just the people do not want to give up their salary. They want to continuously make money and have an increase without the knowledge, acknowledgement that they actually, by doing it, they're going to go and find another job. But we are not going to have a hospital. That, and to the Greg's bank comparison, well, you know, the value of life is not calculated in this country.
No.
Thank you, Karina. Appreciate it. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, these are for-profit companies.
Absolutely. And should, again, then we're going to hear about socialism and, you know, oh, no, we can't have Medicare for all and we can't have socialized medicine because it doesn't work. I don't know. I know things aren't perfect in Canada.
No.
And things certainly aren't perfect in England anymore. But there were, don't they do this in Finland?
Yeah,
in Sweden,
there are ways of making it work, but people treat it like it's the absolute devil if you even bring it up. And I, you know, I saw the other text that Andrew had about, you know, if you socialize it, if you make the government run, there is a return on investment because there's less paperwork also involved. They've seen that too in Medicare and Medicaid. Those are all great ideas, and I'm not opposed to them. I want socialized medicine. I want to be able to just go to my doctor, get a checkup, and be like, "See you in 6 months."
That was great.
We also then have to think of infrastructure. We need those buildings. We need those facilities. We need those. I mean, one of the things we talk about, those two hospitals that closed in Western Wisconsin, mm-hmm. 19 clinics also closed, not just the two hospitals,
right,
but 19 clinics. We also need some sort of infrastructure plan to build those clinics. And so people have access just, you know, driving down the street to get their medicine or whatever. It's a bigger plan. Funding it through a bailout isn't my first and best idea or my favorite, but in the right now, in the immediate, something should need to be done because this is hurting Americans.
Well, and I'm really shocked by the fact that this facility in Waukesha has only been open since 2021. What did it cost to build that thing?
It strikes me as maybe something they didn't know whether or not it was a good idea in the first place, and they went for it because you have to have a plan with these things. You want to have a 5 to 10 year plan, especially for a for-profit company.
Ascension will close its micro hospital in Waukesha by January 13th of next year. The facility mainly provides emergency department and low acuity care services. Both parties are working with the site's associates to identify opportunities for transitioning to open positions at other area facilities. This will not impact service at other Ascension Wisconsin joint ventures in Menominee Falls and Greenfield. But this is going to continue to be an issue. We don't have as many people going into medicine. We have doctors who don't want to practice in certain states now, yep, because of the abortion bans. So this is going to be an ongoing conversation. Mm-hmm. We do not have the answer, but I still think it's important that we know what's going on.
And talk about it,
and
too.
Talk about it. All right. Stay with us. We will return in just a moment. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mock. And Dr. Slide on the board coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after the 10:30 news. I'm looking forward to this. Osco Reitz and his wife run Country Haven Farm.
Otto.
Sorry about that. Otto Reitz and his wife.
Yeah.
Country Haven Farm outside of Appleton, and it's specifically geared toward veterans.
Yeah.
Wisconsin veterans. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out about their inspiration behind this, why they decided to do this, and the various services that offer. And I'm curious to you to hear about some of the stories that they've heard.
Yeah.
On how this is a healing place for vets. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
And then after the 11:30 news, I did something over the weekend on Blue Sky.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after I did, I was like, oh, I think I shouldn't have done that.
Calvin, thing. Please have the Price is Right loser horn ready to go.
Yes, that's coming up at 11:33. So if you are migrating over to the other place.
The good place.
Blue Sky. I'll just share my experience with you and maybe give you a little heads up to not do what I did.
Yeah.
Just trying to help you.
Hey, we make
the, live and learn.
Live and learn. We make the mistakes to move forward.
Let's hope.
Yeah, right.
We did want to give you a little update on continual loser Carrie Lake from Arizona. Boy, her streak just keeps going, man. She's doing so not well.
No, she is just like, you know, they're done pitching at her, and she's still swinging.
She's still swinging. Yeah. You know, again, she lost her bid to overturn the gubernatorial elections from 2 years ago.
Yep, 2022.
Lost that. Now she lost again for the Senate seat. Ruben Gallego came out on top.
And the 2022 election dispute finally just got resolved at the same time as the 2024 election.
Yeah, which is crazy. Now, Carrie Lake back in the news, according to the Washington Post, a year-long defamation case against Lake after she falsely blamed a local Arizona election official for her 2022 loss for governor and has sowed distrust in the election system, she settled the case.
Yeah.
This really annoys me. The details of the settlement are confidential.
They shouldn't be. This is a public matter.
Should it? I think we should get to know.
Yes, absolutely. We should have to know what she's being, because they said both sides are pleased with it. And to
me, everybody's happy with the deal. Okay.
But to me, Carrie Lake shouldn't be pleased. She did a dumb thing.
And accused this man of election fraud and engineering election fraud. He got death threats. His family got death threats.
Yep.
But once again, there's no consequences.
No consequences.
We reached a mutually satisfactory agreement.
Yep.
Maricopa County Superior Court said yesterday an agreed upon settlement disposition has been reached as to all parties and claims. It was Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richter who brought the suit against Carrie Lake, her husband, and others. He says both sides are satisfied. He sued in his personal capacity, but sought a public acknowledgement that many things said against him were untrue when he wanted damages and attorney's fees.
Absolutely.
He also wanted Lake and her allies to take down all the untrue info they put up about him on social media and other websites. A top advisor for her 2024 campaign for the Senate has declined to comment.
Yeah,
she was at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend.
I'm sure people will love talking to her. I mean, this is what, the third lawsuit we've seen now, when like Fox News gets sued for nearly $1 billion. I believe My Pillow guy sued. Carrie Lake,
Rudy Giuliani.
This is the thing. You fart around, you find out, because you make these kinds of accusations against people. These at least have consequences, and you don't just get to call into question people's career choices and their records when there's no evidence there, and you just think, well, I can do it. No, there's going to be a consequence, and this is what happens, Carrie Lake. I think you are officially a laughingstock. I mean, I doubt that the GOP in Arizona or the National Party is going to want to touch her for anything.
Yes, but it's the Donald Trump Party now. So she's going to fit right in. They'll find some place. She needs to be rewarded for all her loyalty.
She's going to get a cabinet position or some sort of...
She'll be like the secretary of fuzzy lenses or something.
Oh, no, they picked the press secretary already. Never mind.
Yes, Carolyn Leavitt.
Yeah.
She appeared to acknowledge she lost her Senate campaign to Ruben Gallego, but she has still not conceded, nor has she contested the outcome. Richter accused in a lawsuit last year that her campaign and another nonprofit group repeatedly falsely accused him of causing her to lose that election, unleashing a barrage of threats against him and his family. He wanted to hold Lake and her allies accountable for claims that he had sabotaged the election to prevent Republican candidates, including Lake, from winning. She lost the governorship to Democrat Katie Hobbs by about 17,000 votes.
Elections are close nowadays, especially in states like that.
Well, if Carrie's not going to concede to Ruben Gallego, go hang around with Eric Hovde.
I was just going to say, those two would probably hang out and join a Kringle.
They'd have so much in common.
Yeah. There's shenanigans, they say. Okay, guys, that's fine. Whatever. Can we just get work done now?
It would be nice.
Yeah. It'd be nice just to go do something else. You both are rich. You're fine.
Eric Hovde's really fine.
Yeah.
And he can come back in another dozen years and try it again.
Yeah.
And assume that everyone will have forgotten.
Yeah. I agree. And, you know, someone on the live stream said, yeah, elections have consequences. This consequence is she didn't win, and she opened her mouth and said stupid things and got sued. So, kaboom.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. News is next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the best statewide, countrywide, potentially global Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. CBS News Brief. The judge in President-elect Donald Trump's New York criminal case is expected to decide whether he will face sentencing or escape punishment despite being convicted by a jury. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Judge Merchan could simply say that he is compelled to issue the same ruling, or he could say immunity does not apply and the sentencing should proceed.
The House Ethics Committee is expected to discuss the next steps in its investigation into Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General Matt Gaetz. CBS's Major Garrett says two women claim they were paid to have sex with him in 2017.
One source familiar with Gaetz's legal position questioned the credibility of these women and argued their recollections would not have withstood cross-examination in court had it ever come to that.
It is a victory for abortion rights advocates. A judge in Wyoming rules that two anti-abortion laws passed by the state legislature violate Wyoming's constitution. Abortion will be legal in the state for now. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still two regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership. And that's, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest referred to too often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight. Temperatures rising to the lower 50s by daybreak. Gusty east to southeast winds up around 40. Morning rain Tuesday. High temperatures will warm to the upper 50s. As our winds turn to the southwest, they'll be gusty. It's 53 at our studios.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday morning, Hans Breitenmoser talks about who might be Donald Trump's next agriculture secretary, or will Robert Kennedy Jr. be the boss of all farming and food?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Leon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder to pick up some merch. If you would like to help support Civic Media, we have t-shirts, we have some great hats. Just go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, click on the shop button and pick up a new t-shirt or a sweatshirt or a hat as we head into winter. You'll like it. You have a couple shirts, don't you?
Yes, I do. You have several. They're all comfy. I love
you
them.
You have several. I saw this story this morning and I think it is so lovely from Wisconsin Public Radio, Shireen Seewert. Headline reads, Gleason Farm offers veterans tranquil sanctuary at no charge. Joining us, he runs Country Haven Farm along with his wife, Vicki. Otto Reitz is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Otto. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having us on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. I saw this and I was just like, we have to talk to these people. Tell us how this all began, Otto. How did you get started with Country Haven Farms?
Well, it started about 10 years ago. My wife and I had an opportunity to meet some veterans, and they love the outdoors just like we did. You know, it's a passion of ours of hunting and fishing, and they had some disabilities from the military. But, you know, what truly amazed me is these guys just, they didn't give up on their love for the outdoors no matter what happened to them. They still hunted. They still fished. And my wife and I, you know, we decided that, you know, we wanted to be able to give back to our veterans of Wisconsin, give them an opportunity to experience what we experienced and take for granted. So we decided to start taking veterans fishing and hunting trips. And like I said, that was about 10 years ago now we've been doing this.
That's incredible. It really is. And so you would take them out. I mean, was this a multi-day hunting trip or multi-day fishing trips?
Yeah, it depends on the trip. Some of them are you know, half day or a full day fishing trip. Our hunting trips will go from anywhere from Kentucky to Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, whether it's a deer hunt or a fishing trip. We pick up all expenses. There's no cost for our veterans. We pay for housing, lodging, guide service if we have it. So that's free for them to experience something new or get back into it because they gave it up at one time or another for whatever reason.
And the other thing that jumped out at me from this article at WPR, Otto, is that the camaraderie that you witnessed among these veterans and how healing that was.
It is amazing when you get a group of veterans together, whatever age they happen to be, whatever branch of service they have served, the same story. When you get these guys together, the instant camaraderie, you always hear the term brotherhood. You have to experience it firsthand to understand what it really means between veterans. They are a family, and they have each other's back. What the situation is, they can talk to each other, they can open up to each other. And when we have the opportunity to do larger functions, it's fun to sit back and just listen to the veterans, open up to each other, and it helps each other also. My wife and I, neither one of us are veterans. So this is, you know, every time we do a fishing trip, we do a hunting trip or a get-together out here on the farm, it's a new experience for us to be able to listen to the stories that these guys have to share.
Otto, you said you've been doing this about 10 years now?
About 10 years now.
And I noticed that in the story, there's a picture of you and Vicki together, and there's a post on your sign that says you are a Wounded Warrior Project facility as well. So can you tell us more about that and how you got involved with them to grow the program?
Okay. We are not affiliated with Wounded Warrior Project or any other organization in the United States.
Okay.
We are our own entity. You know, basically, what we did is 3 years ago, we decided we would do a little bit more, and I have a farming background. We bought a farmette up here in Pleasant, Wisconsin, and turned it into a vegetable tree. We've got a 35-foot, really nice fifth-wheel camper that has been donated. Families can come up for a weekend or a week, or, you know, maybe a couple of guys want to come up and go fishing and do a little hunting here. We've got two side-by-side UTVs that they can use at any time that they want. We live in the middle of nowhere on a gravel road, so they can spend countless hours just driving through the woods and looking for lakes to fish on, or just take a cruise, relax.
If you're just joining us, Otto Rietz is our guest. He and his wife, Vicki, run
Country Haven Farm
outside of Appleton in Gleason, and this is specifically for use by veterans. Mm-hmm. And what a selfless thing that you and your wife did, Otto, to sell your place and then to buy this hobby farm specifically to do this. What big hearts you have.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, we just want to be able to give back to our veterans, and so many of our veterans need just to get away and relax and just kind of, you know, get out here in the middle of nowhere and recharge their batteries and forget about the world and all the troubles, you know, whether it's a weekend or a week to get away. It does really help them out. It helps a lot of families also.
Well, we always say, go outside and touch grass, you know, go take a breath, go sit in nature, go just be, because it's very healing.
Oh, it is. Especially when they come out to the farm here, we've got a lot of animals. We've got miniature donkeys, and we've got goats and Scottish Highlander cows. And in fact, we just had a little baby born about 3 weeks ago now. We have a couple of roosters running around here, so they can help, you know, in the morning and the evening, you know, feed the animals and do chores if they would, you know, take care to. And all the animals, they like animal crackers, so they come to the fence to be, you know, to be fed the animal crackers, be petted. So it's pretty cool to watch everybody come out and experience something like this for the first time.
And you have pygmy and fainting goats. I'm sorry, Otto, but I think goats are some of the funniest animals on the planet.
Yeah, they can be funny. They can also be a little devil, too.
A little bit what?
Little devils.
Ah.
Well, they like to jump. Yep. It's just so interesting how they like to jump on top of things. It's the whole, I have to be on top of this thing, whatever the thing is.
Well, then my dog's a goat because my dog needs to do the same thing all the time. So,
had you had experience with animals before you and Vicki bought the farm?
Yes, I was born and raised on a dairy farm. So I farmed most of my life. So I have plenty of experience about being out in the country and working with animals. The miniature donkeys, obviously, I come from a dairy farm, so that's a little bit new to me. Mm-hmm. But they're pretty easy to raise. They just, you know, they like a lot of attention, and they just like to eat.
And they're very personable, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They love to be rubbed, especially they like their butts rubbed for some odd reason. They'll back it. It's funny.
They're like most dogs.
Just get better. Yeah, exactly. They're like a big dog. All the animals.
Otto, do you have repeat visitors, and have any of the visitors taken an interest in farming themselves and maybe moved on to jobs or started their own farms?
Not to my knowledge. I haven't heard anybody got into farming because of it or want to work on a farm. I haven't heard any stories back on that.
But do you see repeat visitors, Otto?
Yes, we do. Yep. Yeah. We get families that'll come back. You know, they'll call and see if the camper's available, and they can come back as many times as they want. There's no paperwork to fill out, nothing like that. All I got to do is call and ask for an open date, and if it's available, they can come up anytime they want, as many times as they want also. We've had, like I said, we've had quite a few families that are repeat visitors.
That was the thing, Otto, I saw too. You talk about the fishing trips and the hunting trips, but vets can also bring their families up there and just get away together. And also maybe, you know, show their kids the wonder of hunting and fishing and pass that tradition on from father, mother to child. And I think that's also very important because then, you know, as far as the healing process, that, you know, that growing process, they get to do it as a family unit, not just with their friends who are vets, which is very important, but with their families is also very, very important.
It is. And that's one of the big reasons that it really made us make that decision to buy this place is talking with veterans and spouses. There is a lot of divorce rate that's high in the veteran community. Mm-hmm. And if we can get family up here and create that unity and family again, and maybe possibly save some marriages, I mean, that's kind of what it's all about also.
Yeah.
Well, it's that ability to bond and, right, and just come together as a family unit and find the things that all ground you. And I would just think the amount of stars you must be able to see from where you are, Otto, in Gleason must be just breathtaking.
It is. And that's funny. You know, a lot of people that live in the country, we take it for granted. But when we get people from the city that come out here, they'll sit out by the campfire till 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and they're just amazed how much sky that you can actually see here, which that's obviously awesome. When you live in the city, you don't get to see all of that.
Right. There's so much light pollution in the city. What you must be able to see like I said, it's got to be breathtaking.
Well, it is. And then they get to hear the wildlife at night. You know, they get to hear the coyotes and they see deer in the fields. And, you know, again, that's just something that living in the city, you don't get to see a lot of that, the wildlife stuff like that.
If you're just joining us, Otto Reitz is here. He and his wife, Vicki, run Country Haven Farms, located in Gleason, which is outside of Appleton. And this is for veterans exclusively. And you can stay there for free. This is for you. I loved in this story with your wife, Vicki, in WPR. And she talked about a vet from Milwaukee who was struggling not only with PTSD, but it was causing issues with his family. Like you said, and his marriage was in trouble. But it must have been eye-opening it must be eye-opening for folks like that.
It is. It's a great feeling to see families come up here and know that what we do will possibly help them. Like you said, that, you know, create that family unity again, be able to open up to each other. And that's a lot of problems with a lot of veterans is they can't open up. They
right.
can't talk about their past or things that they've done and experienced. So be able to come up here gives them that opportunity to have the solitude and peace and quiet and then open up to their spouse or their friends and hopefully what they experienced up here, they can, you know, take back home and share with their friends and just help us grow. We're not a big organization. We don't have a lot of great big sponsors that, you know, send us big checks. We rely on doing a lot of fundraisers. That's how we raise most of our money. In fact, we have a big one going on right now that will end the weekend of December 13th in Oshkosh. At the ice fishing show, we are giving away an ice castle fishing. The Scout model is what we're giving
away.
It's fully loaded. It has tip-ups, ice auger, heater, fish locator, everything you need to go ice fishing. It's about a $13,000 package.
Wow.
At the ice.
Well, I will make sure, Otto, that when we put the show notes out, it will have a link to Country Haven Farms as well as the fundraiser, so people can check out both, especially if you are a vet out there who's interested in staying at the farm,
or you know someone who is a vet and you think it would benefit them. Please pass it along, and like Greg said, we will include all the links in our show notes that you can find at civicmedia.us. Otto Reitz and his wife run Country Haven Farms in Gleason outside of Appleton. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for spending some time with us, Otto. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you having us on.
Take
Have
care,
a wonderful
Otto.
Day. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are just joining us, I would encourage you, if you know a veteran or you are a veteran, a wonderful program, Country Haven Farm, in Gleason, outside of Appleton, run by Otto and Vicky Reitz, and we just talked to him. And you can go stay at this wonder. They have this 35-foot nice trailer.
I know. It's just, it sounds so, I just, doesn't I don't want to stay nice? There. I know it's for vets. I just want to see it. I just want to like walk on the property
and check it out.
Yeah.
But we will include that in the show notes if you would like to pass along this information to someone who is a veteran and would like to take advantage of this. It's a wonderful program.
Yeah.
And, we're going to include a link also to a fundraiser that they're having that's going through December because they don't get the big checks from the Musks and the Zucks and the
Musks and the Musks, Zucks.
The Musks and the Zucks.
Sounds like a terrible rap song.
Or a bad band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go to civicmedia.us. Greg will get that up by the end of the show. Trying to do a few good things here and there.
Yeah.
Some happier things.
Yes.
And we did get an email. At Jane Says.
Jane, what can people do with that email address?
If you have a story you would like us to highlight, if you have something going on in your community that you think needs attention or a local nonprofit you would like to get a shout out to, just send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from Liz from Saukville. Liz says, I love your show. I'm from Ozaukee County, and I thought this would be a positive story in these dark days. And she is absolutely right. Headline reads from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Cedarburg's beloved G-Man, sanitary engineer, chosen to sing at a Milwaukee Bucks game.
Love it.
Right? Most of Cedarburg knows Michael Smith. They know him as the city's beloved garbage man, sanitary engineer, an active member with his church, a virtual one-man neighborhood watch program, and even in some cases, a guardian angel. He sings all the time. And he has now been selected to sing the national anthem at the Milwaukee Bucks game this Saturday at 7 o'clock when the Bucks host the Charlotte Hornets at Fiserv Forum.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
I love it. I love that stuff.
He has worked for Waste Management in Cedarburg for 25 years.
Whew.
But he's been singing since he was a kid, a legacy that was passed down from his family. He's sung at churches of all denominations around the area. He says that every action he takes and every words he speaks is guided by a strong connection to his faith.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it?
I would love to hear him come to a Catholic church, because Catholic church songs aren't known for being...
rousing?
Exciting. It's more like...
I also... Yeah. This reminds me of Eddie Izzard. Yes.
But this is also lovely. I love
it,
this.
It is. It's a great story. In September of 2010, Dorothy Skowskis was at a park near her home in Cedarburg with her grandson when she started having a stroke. Hmm. And she saw the garbage truck passing by. She waved for help. Initially, Michael Smith thought she was just waving to say hello, but he felt something wasn't right. So he went back, ran out to her, got her help. She was taken by ambulance to the hospital, where doctors later confirmed she'd had a stroke, saying Smith likely helped save her life.
These are the stories we need right now.
And these are the kind of people we could use right now.
Yes.
Smith said he spent some time talking to her grandson, learning about his struggles. He told the boy that his life is precious and he should keep his head up and trust in his faith. People mean everything to me, Michael Smith says. Everything. I'll do whatever I can to spread love and hope. Not every day's work is a matter of life or death, but every day is a chance to connect with his community and lift their spirits. He looks forward to talking people along his route every day, checking in on them, and offering prayers.
That's so cool.
That is a warm, wonderful thing.
Between that and the Reitzes with the farm.
The Country Haven Farm.
Let's just keep it just all positive today.
Good stuff. There's good stuff.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. All the best people.
Again?
Talking about good stuff.
Oh, boy.
All the best people update on Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Matt Gaetz, and the new head of the FCC.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's... what does Mike Johnson know? What does he know? What doesn't he know?
What should we know?
I know.
So much to know. Like I said, news is next. Ugh. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Does it seem like the world operates like there's two different sets of rules? Rules for some people and then rules for everybody else? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
stars, the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.